And that's why I believe in you, because that is the greatest purpose. It's to love. Honest. It sounds corny, whatever you want to say. I don't care. I love people because there is freedom and power in loving people.
Hello, all you positive heads out there. Thanks for tuning your beautiful brainwaves into another episode of the Positive Head Podcast, where we have the crazy belief that creating success and happiness is a daily conscious effort, which is why we provide you with a fresh serving of soul food for thought 5 days a week. I'm your host, Brandon Beecham, and each and every Wednesday, you can tune in to hear me interview a different consciousness changemaker that is out there working tirelessly to help catalyze change and expand awareness all across spaceship Earth. On the other 4 weekdays, you can tune in to myself and my co-host, Dalian, giving interpretations of our favorite thought-provoking quotes, sharing a bit of inspiring or mysterious news, taking questions from the audience, and digging into any other mind-expansive topics that will help keep your soul fed by tuning you in to positive vibrations on a regular basis. Also, this Positive Head Podcast is definitely a labor of love for Dalian and I, but make no mistake, it takes a lot of time, energy, and resources to produce 5 episodes each and every week for you, our listeners. So if you enjoy the Positive Head Podcast, it would be stellar and much appreciated if you showed us your support at positivehead.com by picking up one of our unique Positive Head bracelets. Of course, you would most certainly be helping yourself in the process because it functions as much more than just another stylish accessory. And if you haven't ever seen one, they're really cool, simple little bracelets with our Flower of Life Sacred Geometry inspired logo. They're actually made out of recycled tires and metal, so our intention is, of course, to do something positive by giving new life to previously discarded goods. And as far as their functionality goes, they act as a daily reminder to help you focus on the positive aspects of your daily life. The concept was actually inspired by studies that you can read about on our website. But besides that, many people believe just wearing something with sacred geometry is empowering in and of itself, which you can also read about on our site. And of course, as the Buddha once famously said, what you think, you become. So we believe having something on your wrist that reminds you to keep a positive head, the same way a Fitbit reminds you to keep active, makes a whole lot of sense. Of course, we charge way less than Fitbit for helping you to manage your mental health because we let you name your price for your positive head bracelet. The reason we do that is because our heartfelt intention is to spread the positivity at all costs, first and foremost. That is our primary aim. And we don't ever want money to stand in the way of somebody wearing one. So if money is super tight and you want to pay as low as our cost to get one, no problem. On the flip side, if you love our podcast and just hit the lotto and want to show us your support by paying $1 million for one, well, that won't hurt our feelings much either, I assure you. All right, all you positive heads, welcome to another episode of the Positive Head Podcast. I'm your host, Brandon Beecham. My co-host, Dalian the Alien, is staring at me very curiously. Hello, Dalian. How's it going?
Oh, hi.
Wondering what the heck is going to come out of my mouth, right?
Yes, or what's going to come out of mine, since I seem to have about just the same level of
pre-planned intro.
Exactly. Yep. It's as much a mystery to me.
Exactly.
In either case.
Exactly. I know all of you out there are just so suspenseful every time and you click play to hear what sort of amazing intro is going to happen.
Yeah.
You're just hoping, waiting for the day that an amazing intro happens.
Exactly. With bated breath.
Hang on there.
Don't hold your breath.
Hang on.
Yeah. I think our listeners by now know that they stand but an equal 50-50 chance of hearing some nice nugget of wisdom, some pearl of wisdom fall from our mouths.
I'm gonna
or
start,
just something really silly.
Yeah. I'm going to start. You know what? This inspires me. I think we might have to bring in like a mariachi or something. You know, let's mix it up a little bit. We gotta work on this.
Oh, yeah? Is that what you think? Well, Brandon, I can tell you, I don't think there's a lot you could suggest that I would not be game with, including a mariachi band. And just about any level of silliness out
there. I guess
there.
I'm pretty silly and happy today because you remember Leanna, our review on iTunes from maybe a week or so ago, who, you know, we always, as you guys know, we get super excited when we get reviews and feedback from you guys. It fuels us to keep doing what we do, and, you know, just feels awesome to know that we're making a difference in some level of difference in any of your lives. And, you know, then occasionally you get, well, really, the very first review on iTunes, I think we're up, we're like around 115 now. The very first one was like Hack Show and just like tore me apart. And it was like, oh, man. And then we didn't have any other bad reviews until like a week ago. We went 115 or something, 5-star reviews or 4-star reviews. Great feedback, always making me and Dalian, you know, happy. I come in and I read it on one of the episodes a week or so ago, and it was from Leanna, and she was like, I've listened to the first 5 episodes and this kind of sucks. And I'm like, oh, man. And then she did say, if I end up listening, if I listen to more and it gets better, I will come update my review. And I was like, yeah, right. True to her word and redeeming to our show, Leanna has come back and updated. Now the title of her review is I'm in Love.
And oh, I see.
It says, this podcast is a refreshing daily dose of positivity. After the first 5 or so episodes, I was not sold. I don't know if it was something to do with my own headspace, but I just wasn't feeling the first few episodes. If you're new to the podcast and at all on the fence, please give it a chance and keep listening. It just keeps getting better and better, I promise. Thank you for all of your efforts in helping to spread the power of positivity throughout planet Earth and beyond.
Oh, yes, we did it. We brainwashed her.
That's probably my favorite review now, just because we had to work so hard to get it. Leanna, thank you for coming back and taking the time to update your post and being so honest. I mean, that's really, really cool. You know, it's easy when lots of people are posting lots of feel-good stuff to just kind of, you know, go with the flow. And she was brave and came out and said, hey, no, not feeling it. And then she was open enough to keep going. And apparently we won her over after some time. So I'm just happy she gave us enough of a chance. Cause most people, if they don't like it, you know, if I see 5 episodes of something on, you know, I don't like, I'm probably not going back for the 6th, but maybe somewhere deep down, Leanna knew that, We were old friends, and she needed to bring a smile to our face this Monday morning as we record.
Yes, we brainwashed Leanna too with our positive thinking.
I don't think she's brainwashable. I'm pretty sure she's got her own.
Oh no,
yeah, uh-huh. She seems to go to the beat of her own drummer. So, and I appreciate that.
I just made that up. The fact that we're out to brainwash the whole world. That's what our podcast is trying to do. Brainwash everyone with positivity.
Yeah.
Just, you know, keep your cynicism, set it aside, you know, save it for that other podcast.
I like that, you know, I like the fact that someone's like giving honest feedback when
when it's,
sometimes you'll see people, of course, that are trolling and just like mean for the sake of being mean. And if someone has honest, you know, feedback of any kind, we'd love to hear it. And speaking of that, please take a moment to give us feedback. If you are enjoying the labor of love that is this podcast that Dalian and I put our heart and soul into, giving us a minute or so of your time to give us a review on iTunes is super appreciated and helpful. It helps to, you know, get us up there and exposure on iTunes and things like that. And of course, sharing this show with your friends and family. We've been getting a lot of people that are telling us they were doing that, and the show continues to grow. And that feels so good to know that people are sharing and helping us to spread the positivity, spread this work, you know. And it's really, you know, not work that much because we love it, but it does take effort, energy. Dalian has to edit every day, so he really does a lot of work. So you guys send him a little thank you, because not only does he record with me, except for on the interviews, he has to edit every single day.
Oh, thanks. No, and one thing that you mentioned is worth pointing out, Brandon. It's something that I've been thinking of recently. A lot of times when something is going well, or when you like something, when something's running smooth, you don't notice.
Yeah.
And a lot of times when things are going way, way bad, it's when we actually take the time to go out of our way and say, hey, you know, this is awful. This is wrong. This is not working. So, Yeah. Why should anyone go out of their way to say, hey, I love something like this, when it's easier to pipe up and complain when you're unhappy with something, right?
Yeah.
So
right.
I definitely appreciate that.
Yeah, they've done studies, I think, where when people are happy, they don't say anything. They're 10 times more likely to complain than compliment or something like that, which is, I would like to change that. But
indeed.
Maybe I guess I'll start changing it within myself, which is how this whole thing got started, I guess.
Yes.
Full circle. Moving right along. Dalian, what do you got? Story. Hit me.
Story. Hit you. Boom. Okay. I've got a good one. This is a bit more of a medical research and the wonders of the human body type story, Brandon. But it's one that was just so remarkable because as soon as I saw it, I'm like, okay, this is worth spending some time on. It's regarding cancer treatments and the whole, well, let's call it allopathic Western medicine side of things, right? Dealing with cancer, with chemotherapy and that whole sort of side of that subject.
Mm-hmm.
And what this article is, it's an article from wakeup-world.com, Brandon,
mm-hmm.
on a tropical fruit. It's got some remarkable properties for fighting cancer, and it actually the title of the article says traditional food puts chemotherapy to shame. New
wow.
study reveals, yeah,
wow.
So it gets into how this tropical fruit called Morinda citrifolia, also known as noni or mm-hmm. Indian mulberry, and so on, or the cheese fruit. It kind of looks like a papaya, Brandon,
mm-hmm.
a little bit, and An extract from this plant, from this fruit, it's got remarkable success at helping treat lung cancer, which is, I didn't know this, the article explains, it's the most prevalent form of and deadly form of cancer in the world. So there's a particular strain of lung cancer, Brandon. The article explains it's called non-small cell lung cancer, or NSCLC. And conventional chemotherapy, Brandon,
mm-hmm.
is... notorious for failing to kill these cancerous cells due to them being chemo-resistant and radio-resistant. So, I mean, you know, things I didn't know. Lung cancer is the most deadly and prevalent form of cancer, and it's also susceptible to being this type of cancer, the non-small cell, which is also resistant to treatment.
Mm-hmm.
So talk about compounding the problem. And, well, it turns out that this, again, this noni fruit extract
mm-hmm.
is... way more effective, and it doesn't carry the side effects of these conventional treatments. Once again, I'm reading through the article and I'm seeing they mention this drug, erlotinib, that's never been proven. I'm quoting from the article here. It's never been proven safe or clinically effective. And I'm like, oh my God, that's incredible, right?
And there's so many things that are coming out, from THC, you know, oil to, you know, I mean, there's just like a plethora of different treatments and different ways of killing cancer cells that are sort of popping up out there. So it's, makes me think, of course, when you started reading this, of the ancient Greek physician Hippocrates. He said, let food be thy medicine and medicine be thy food. I mean, that's going back, since before Christ, 2,500 years ago. So we're just circling back around to what the physicians of old knew, which was, you know, it's in nature. You know, the answer is in nature.
Yeah, it's really astounding how much that is the case, Brandon. I mean, I will tell you, many years ago, many, many years ago, I had a random thought that might not have been so random after all, because it was something like, you know, we keep looking for the cure for cancer, right? It's one of the big sort of holy grails of medicine. The cure for cancer. And I was thinking, what if the cure for cancer turned out to be something like carrots, like something so ordinary, mm-hmm. and you know what I mean? Like something so, well, it turns out that it may very well come down to something almost like that, right? I mean, this article talks about, it quotes a study, and I will just quickly read from that. It says, this study was titled Metastasized Lung Cancer, which is when it spreads, right? Suppression by noni leaf extract compared to erlotinib, which is that other medication, right? Via anti-inflammatory endogenous antioxidant responses, and it evaluates their effects. They use two types of lung cancer cells. And in essence, the noni leaf extract affected changes consistently with what would be expected in an excellent chemotherapy agent. Wow. Versus the other one that's deadly, actually, Brandon. It's got so many noxious side effects.
Wow.
And it only extends life for a few months. Wow. So all it's really doing is buying you a couple months of extra life when you're already, you know, dealing with like an incredibly gnarly treatment, right?
Mm-hmm.
And it carries all these other side effects. So it almost seems hardly worth the, you know,
You know, speaking to what I was saying earlier, there's so many different, and I don't claim to be up on all the, you know, things. CBD oil, I know, has had some really positive effect. I was actually flipping. I rarely watch TV or the news or anything, but last night I just decided to flip on the TV, and it was like 60 minutes or something, and it was all about this new treatment for cancer that they're using on mice, and they showed it under a microscope. Within an hour, it would go in, and it was essentially eating the cancer cell, destroying the cancer cell from within, and by injecting like the immune your immune system into it, or, you know, part the, I forget the whole, I literally watched it for like 2 minutes, but it was, you know, this incredible results that this doctor was talking about that they're, you know, getting in mice. And so it just seems to be coming at all angles. So hopefully we will see a cure sooner than later. I mean, it seems to be bubbling up there. So it's very exciting to hear, because obviously cancer is something that destroys a lot of lives, a lot of families, and hopefully it will become a thing relegated to the past, you know, at some point in the near future. Well, moving right along, I'd like to talk a little bit about a really cool story that I had this weekend. And, you know, first, just to share a quote, one of the oldest and most generous tricks that the universe plays on human beings is to bury strange jewels within us all and then stand back to see if we can ever find them. And that's a quote from Elizabeth Gilbert. Of course, there's another quote, those who don't believe in magic will never find it, Roald Dahl. And I wanted to share these quotes because they really, they go along with sort of a magical experience that I had this weekend. And I really want to inspire you guys listening. And of course, we talk about this sort of thing a lot, and we'll continue to talk about it, because literally life just keeps getting more and more magical. The more I give energy to synchronicity, serendipity, positive paranormal events, you know, the more they seem to be bubbling up. And I want you to understand that's not just for me or for anyone else out there that you hear about these things. They're waiting for you. They're buried within you, these strange jewels waiting for you to find them. You know, are you a person? Do you believe in magic? Because, you know, according to Roald Dahl, and I agree, those who don't believe in magic will never find it. Do you believe in magic? Do you believe that the universe is a magical place that wants to play and interact with you? That source wants to mix it up with you and have fun? Do you know that you're here to have fun, not just to work and slave and grind to survive? Start becoming playful. Start expecting these sorts of experiences to happen, and they will. To share yet another magical story, Dalian, that happened to me this weekend. So I recorded, and of course, guys, you know, we record the daily podcast usually a day or so in advance. So if you're hearing it, it would probably was recorded the day before in most cases. And with the interview episodes, they can be a little further out. Sometimes I'll record them a few weeks in advance. Just depends on my schedule and other schedule. But I recorded a really, really interesting interview with a personal friend of mine, Carlos Kookaburra, who is, you'll see it forthcoming in another week or so. Maybe in the next, sometimes within a week, you'll see next one or two interview releases will be his. And really interesting guy who conducts these things called the template ceremonies, which I attended several years ago, and some fascinating stuff there. But one of the things that he shared was his own story of synchronicity. That is one of the best ones, maybe the best one we've had on the show so far. I absolutely love the story. It stuck with me ever since I heard it from him a few years ago, and now I'm sharing it on the show. But just to kind of summarize, you got to hear the interview to hear the whole story, and he tells it in you know, grand fashion. He's a great storyteller. But long story short, he had a communication via telephone, which, you know, his kind of feedback is it's maybe it's coming through a person, maybe not. Maybe it's just the higher self reaching out directly. I mean, your higher self or source or these things beyond can certainly reach out. I know I've had experiences where, you know, channeled entities have come through other people, and he had an experience like that in a very synchronistical, timely fashion where Someone called him with a very relevant, timely message and then just hung up. And it was, you know, he, as he put it, like, you know, it's my higher self communicating with me. And I was really, this weekend, I was really kind of thinking about that a lot. I was like, wow, that's really cool when it can, like, when it crosses the veil and connects, whether through some other person, you know, whether directly, you know, over through technology in some weird way, right? And I'm contemplating this on Saturday morning, and I'm also contemplating, because I just done the interview the night before, so it was heavily on my mind, and I was also contemplating the idea of the next version of positivehead.com. And, you know, Dale and I have talked about it, and it's been in the works of exactly what to do, you know, with the site. And one of the things that we want to do is make it much more interactive and where people can, you know, talk about the, not only the podcast, but connect with each other and, you know, in a sort of a network of positive heads. And I was thinking about someone who I needed to meet with, you know, to talk about getting programming done and so forth in order to do it. They have something like this built similar already, and I wanted to meet with them, and I was thinking, should I meet with them? Is this the thing to do? Is this the, you know, I'm very fond of the quote, you can do anything, you just can't do everything. And I've got so much stuff on my plate, you know, from the podcast to, you know, a new business and beyond. And so it's like, where do I focus my attention? Do I focus my attention on this new version of the Positive Head site? You know, it's going to take a lot of effort, energy, resources, things like that. How do I juggle it? And as I'm thinking of this, and I'm also thinking of this sort of concept of higher self or consciousness communicating, you know, through technology, as, you know, Carlos's story, you know, I just heard a few hours before. I'm just kind of browsing Facebook, and I find a meme that is just really fun. From time to time, I'll post a meme on my son's Facebook. You know, Facebook is not cool with the kids, but according to him. But I'm on it, so every now and then, if I see something I really like, I'll post it on his wall. And him and I have watched for, you know, years now. The one of the few shows I do watch is Game of Thrones. Like half of the world. And I'm definitely a nerd for science fantasy and science fiction related stuff, and it's very well done. So that's been Bradley and I's thing, is watching Game of Thrones together. We've seen every episode since the beginning over the years. And so if any of you watch it, you know, there's a whole piece where, you know, there's a character who constantly says, a girl has no name, a girl has no name. And you would know what that means if you watch the show or up to date on it. And so this meme shows someone at a Starbucks trying to, like, you know, the barista writing down the person's name, you know, has the pen at the cup. And then the person on the other side of the counter says, a girl has no name. And, you know, of course, the barista is asking for a name, and she's responding with this sort of Game of Thrones answer. And it's just kind of like a funny meme. So I thought it was really funny. And so I posted it on his wall. It's relevant, right? It was cool enough to make it onto his Facebook wall, I thought. So right after I post that, I'm still thinking about this whole consciousness communicating from beyond. I'm still thinking about, should I spend my energy to, you know, focus on you know, the new version of the Positive Head website. And I decide, well, I'm gonna check and see if we've got any new reviews, because you guys know I love checking on new reviews. And here's the review that came up right when I checked during all this. Just a thought, and it was posted by A Consciousness Has No Name. And I was like, what? And then the person wrote, I was wondering if you could create some kind of message board or something where listeners of your podcast could interact with other listeners in their area. And, it, you know, at the time, I mean, it's the synchronicity of the timing. I mean, what I'm sitting there thinking about, what I had just posted on his Facebook wall, everything coalesced into this post. And, you know, I don't know who made this post. It's someone who maybe just, you know, was inspired to make this post at a timely manner. Maybe it was something more. I don't know. I know that one way or another, it felt very strongly like a communication from, you know, the consciousness that has no name, the higher self, source, whatever you want to call it, because I'd really been asking for guidance on where to put my energy. so many things on my plate. And funny enough, my partner Anna had just been talking about also making a site where people could connect with people in their area. You know, we were walking, this is 3 days ago, you know, talking about wanting to meet more like-minded friends and how that's kind of hard to do. You know, if, you know, there's nothing that's just about that. So anyway, all this kind of coalesced into a consciousness has no name posting. And I, you know, it was such an inspired, like, I got chills from head to toe when it happened. It was such a cool, cool experience. So I just wanted to share. Of course, I love sharing my own stories and hearing yours. I would love, by the way, any of you having these sorts of stories, please, please, please write in and let's, you know, share them with us. Share if you, we can even get, you know, possibly, I think what one thing we're going to consider doing is getting people on the air and recording during these daily episodes, some of our listeners. So yeah, reach out, let us know. We want to hear more of these stories, because the more we hear these stories, the more we're inviting that energy in. The more we invite that energy in, the more listeners are going to invite it into their life and have those stories too. And it's a feedback loop. It's going to amplify together. So we, I want to hear, I want to inspire, be inspired and inspire. So that, Dalian, is my consciousness has no name story.
Oh, yeah, I saw that comment, Brandon. And I know it's something we just briefly sort of kicked around the idea of, to have some sort of message board or something like this. Just because we, in very general terms, saw that if Positive Head had any success, that it, we would hopefully get to that point where it made sense to have something like that.
Totally.
So no telling how, you know, if we're at that point now or we will be soon, hopefully. But
we're at that point. It's just a matter of time, effort, energy, you know, and really,
like,
and resources. It really just, everything takes, you know, energy and effort and resources. And so that's really where my question has been in my own life with, you know, my own professional life has sort of had upheaval moments in the last year for sure. And so where best to, can I be of service? Where best to put my effort and energy? So you can ask for guidance on these things, and the consciousness that has no name will give you guidance if you believe that it will. If you believe in magic, you'll find it. Well, Dalian, I think we're getting down to it for today. I do have a really cool song queued up. It's by Rufus Du Sol, and this song is called Inner Bloom. And before we check out the musical tastings for today, I would like to add, this podcast is definitely a labor of love for Dalian and I. So if you have enjoyed this positive download from our hearts and minds to yours, please take a minute, give us a rating or review on iTunes. Since iTunes is the holy grail of all things podcasting, your good reviews help us to reach more listeners. Also, we would be extremely appreciative if you would tell your friends and family about the show. Our sincere intent with the Positive Head podcast is to spread positivity to the world because, well, because we're selfish, quite honestly. I say that jokingly, but really only halfway joking. I'm referring to the good kind of selfish based on the knowing that we all get what we give in this life, because when we give, we're actually always giving to extensions of self, since we're all really one in the same consciousness, just in different bodies. So if you want to be a good selfish along with us by helping to spread the positivity, by all means, please proceed to shout about the Positive Head podcast from your rooftop. Otherwise, as you continue on your fabulous journey in this 3D reality, be sure to remember this. As long as you ain't dead, you're already positive ahead. Journey well, everyone, and thank you for being.